human health, and indoor air. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. Air pollution isn't just emissions from factories, power plants, and cars. Our indoor environment has its share of toxic compounds, from secondhand smoke, chlorine bleach, even personal care products. University of Toronto chemist Jonathan Abbott reports in the journal Science that researchers are just beginning to understand the complex chemistry that occurs in our homes and offices.
We're bringing really advanced new instrumentation indoors in the last few years, and we're learning, you know, what is indoors.
He says even our skin and clothes have all sorts of natural and synthetic chemicals that can react with those in the air, producing new compounds. Abbott says we spend up to 90% of our time indoors, and this new research could help in the design of products and spaces that improve air quality and health. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.